to occupy your time, you played outdoors. And of course, if you lived in that part of town, or any part of Newport really, the two main playing places was Newport Quay for those who lived in the south of the town, or the chalk pit up at Shide, up at Pan Chalk Pit, the quarry, which of course that would have been, they stopped digging chalk there many years ago. So that was the two playgrounds. But ours was always down the quay because I could look out of my bedroom window and see the place. So we used to play down there, much to the annoyance of the night watchman down there. He's always chasing us off, chasing us around. We used to get in the stacks of timber and under the, because there was tons of timber stored on the quay. As a general rule, the timber closest to the town belonged to Alex Sharps, which are timber merchants based in C Street. And further down was Maury's timber. And as I said, when I later joined that sort of work, we unloaded on the quay and covered over with tarpaulins because we just couldn't have room up at West Street to keep it at times. So as kids, it was nothing, a bit of fun climbing amongst all the stacks of timber down there. Another thing when we were slightly older, the Vector Shipping Company had a contract to bring Brickwood's beer, which was brewed on the mainland, to Newport. And their motor barge, the Sea Close, was the one which they had, who was on the trade of bringing the beer over. Well, of course, it wasn't long before the local lads realised that when they brought all these empty beer crates on the quay, quite often they were empty bottles. But of course, in those days, you could go to some of the pubs in Newport, long gone pubs like the Prince Regent on Coppins Bridge and the Brown Jug up the top of the town there, and if you could go there, and you could take empty beer bottles back to the landlord, and he'd give you a penny for the empty bottle. Well, it wasn't long after a while the kids saw, well, if we could take these bottles from the quay, which and take them up to the pub, he would buy them for a penny because he thought that perhaps our parents had bought that bottle of beer in the pub. There was a penny to be returned on the bottle. But that didn't last very long before they twigged what happened. And of course, I think we had a visit from the policeman. That was the end of that. But and of course, further down, of course, we used to go down in the grounds of North Ferry House, which of course is now Medina High School. There was a big house down there, and the Arboretum, which was a beautiful garden of that house. We used to play in the trees down there, swinging on the trees, and we used to take ropes off the barges and put tires and swings up there and things like that. And of course, those families which didn't have a lot of money, at least that little piece, what we call Sandy Point, which is just down Sea Close Field before you get into the main cycle track, little piece of grass there, little piece of the beach got a small piece of sand on it. That was a Newport beach. And some of the families would go down there swimming on a Sunday. You know, you actually swim in the river there. I mean, the river was the weather was in poor, much poorer condition than it is now, because you've got to remember, up until 1958, there was a gasworks in Newport where the Riverside Centre is now, and all sorts of funny things used to leach out of the wall there. For years afterwards, you see all this tar stuff and all funny chemical stuff in the river, and there'd be a film of it. Well, of course, that would make its way down the river when the tide went out, and you'd swim in amongst that. But, you know, when you were kids, you didn't seem to bother you.